Extra, Big Town Extra. Editor beaten, foreign language paper extra, Big Town Extra.
Get out. This paper speaks in our mother tongue, but it fights only for loyalty to America, our adopted land.
Listen, Anton Broder, you will do as you are told to do. You will take orders, or we come to see you.
All right. You've beaten my father almost to death, but his paper still goes to press tomorrow.
Yes, listen to this timely story of the courage of a loyal editor of a small foreign language newspaper of Big Town, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. Hear this exciting adventure of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Press as he goes to the aid of a fellow editor in defense of his newspaper creed that stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance, violence, and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's headline story of the Iron Fist. Symbol of brute force and violence, the power of the Iron Fist is the issue behind Steve Wilson's story for tonight, which began not in the city room of the Illustrated Press, a great metropolitan daily paper, but in the tiny office of Anton Broda, editor, publisher, printer, and sometimes delivery boy of a small foreign language weekly.
We should be proud of our European heritage, but our first loyalty should be to our adopted land, America. Never will I be able to think good editorials on the typewriter. An old dog, you cannot teach new tricks. Yeah, Anton Broda speaking.
Hello, Pop. Are you still up?
Yes, my son. Tomorrow the paper must go out as always, and my editorial is not finished.
You're killing yourself, Pop. You can't get the paper out alone. Listen, let me come downtown and help you.
No, Jefferson, my son. Your college education you must get. You must learn much. Become a thinker like your great namesake, Thomas Jefferson.
I'm trying hard, Pop. But you sure gave me a tough name to live up to.
Yeah, but here in this free land, everything is possible, my son. Nothing impossible. You, because you are born in America, could even be president.
Yeah, but that's one tough job these days, Pop. Oh, say, did you hear President Truman speaking a few minutes ago?
Yeah, and his message I must also translate and put in the paper for tomorrow. It is true we must all buy bonds, keep America strong financially, strong in faith and hope for the future. All must share in our government, support it, and in buying bonds, save for the bright, happy future, which is the inalienable right of free people only.
Yeah, Pop, but that idea is going to burn a few of your readers. They don't want America to be strong enough to stand up for what we believe is right.
It does not matter, Jeff. They are only the very few, the misguided ones. We must show the truth.
Some of them don't want the truth, Pop. Have you had any more threats?
Yeah, but all my life I've had threats. Black hand letters from those who hate the truth.
Watch your step, Pop. These babies do more than write letters. Remember, they killed the editor of another foreign language paper here in Big Town?
I know. But they could not kill his ideas, my son.
But I've only got one, Pop, and I want you to live to see me graduate. Even if you don't want to stick around until I get to be president.
So go back to your studies, Jeff. Do not worry. I will be careful. I will live to see you graduate with honors and be proud I have given a good son to America.
You're quite a guy yourself. Good night, Pop.
Good night, my son. God bless you and keep you.
Good evening, Broda.
Good evening, madam. Come in. What can I do for you?
Plenty, as they say here in America. Come in, Hammer. We are invited. Close the door.
That's good. It's better to be invited in.
Lock the door. We do not want to be interrupted.
What is this? Who are you?
Do not get up from your desk, Editor Broda. You will want to write what we tell you to write.
Yes, and if you don't, you won't have so far to fall to the floor.
So they are tired of telephoning threats. They are tired of writing letters penned with poison.
Who are they?
Those few people blindly loyal to our enslaved homeland instead of to their adopted land.
You lie. This is an imperialistic lie.
Save the dialectics, Hammer. It is plain the line would be wasted on him. He would never be a convert we could trust because he would insist upon thinking.
Then why are we wasting time?
Because this time we are not going to make of him a martyr to his ideas.
There are enough already. Enough graves to hold your doctrines of violence, terror, and fear.
But enough here left to silence you, Mr. Broder. Please to begin, Hammer.
You are fools if you think a beating with that chain wrapped around your fist will silence me.
Ah, but such a beating you have never had before, Broder. I am expert. Are you ready?
I made the choice to be ready always, long ago.
Good. Let us begin!
Steve, did
Sidney
just call you?
No, Lala, what's up?
Your old friend and fellow editor, Anton Broda, has been beaten up.
Good grief. I've been afraid it would happen.
He was given the iron fist treatment.
What are his chances, Lala?
Fair, but he'll be in the hospital a long time. According to the police report, he was given professional treatment. The slugger knew how to maim without killing.
Did the police get the slugger?
No, not even a lead. And his enemies have silenced Broder for quite a while, unless his son Jeff can get the paper off.
Young Jeff, good grief, that's right. He could do it with a little help.
I phoned Broder's office. Jeff's there. His father wouldn't let him go to the hospital with him. Wanted Jeff to get back to law school.
Yes, that's been Anton's great ambition for his boy.
Well, that's going to have to wait. Jeff says he's quitting school, going to keep the paper going and track down those who beat his father. Oh, isn't there something we can do, Steve?
Yes, Lorelei, two things. I want you to go down and help Jeff get that paper out while I track down the murderous swine who think they can silence a man who is fighting our fight.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy, get skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap. Against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe, even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy Health Soap every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and tonight's timely headline story of the Iron Fist. While Steve Wilson hunts the hoodlums who have beaten the editor of a small foreign language newspaper, Lorelei Kilburn has been assigned to help the editor's son get out the weekly paper.
Tonight, the cowards have beaten my father, your editor, almost to death. Oh, it's no use, Miss Kilburn. I'm studying to be a lawyer, not a writer like my father. The thoughts and anger are all in my mind, but I can't put them into words.
All right, Jeff, dictate what you want to say. I'll take it down in shorthand, type it out, and then you can translate it.
Even that I can't do well anymore, Miss Kilburn. We of the second generation in America have almost lost the power to use our parents' mother tongue.
Oh, that's a shame, Jeff. You should be proud of your parents' language and heritage, which has contributed so much to the greatness of America. Not blindly and arrogantly proud, any more than any of us, foreign or native born, should be blindly and arrogantly proud of America.
I know. All his life, my father's preached that to the readers of this little paper.
And he's made a lot of good citizens.
But now, lately have come among my father's people here in Big Town a few fanatics and hirelings preaching hatred and destruction of free people everywhere.
There are only a few, Jeff.
But what can we do against such methods, Miss Kilburn? How can we fight this thing without violence, without becoming as they? Savages, animals, beasts. They walked in here and silenced my father. Beat him almost to death.
Oh, steady, Jeff. Your father's a tough old fighter.
Yeah, I guess you're right. What about Mr. Wilson? Do you think he can get a lead on those devils who put Pop in the hospital?
He's trying, Jeff. He's working with the police. Oh, that may be seed now.
Will you take it? See if I can't write this editorial? We've got to hurry if the paper's going to be ready tomorrow.
We'll get it out. Hello, Officer Anton Broder, editor and publisher.
Shut up and listen, you stupid parrot.
Hold everything, Jeff. There's a woman on the wire who hates parrots.
Listen carefully. And tell Anton Broder's son to get out of that newspaper office of stupid lies, or he would go to the hospital like your stupid father.
Sorry, I'm probably too stupid to be able to give him the message. Would you like to talk to him in person?
No, just tell him. And who are you?
Oh, just call me Stupid Kilbourne, a stupid crime reporter for the stupid Big Town Illustrated Press.
The Illustrated Press? What are you doing at Broder's newspaper?
Mr. Broder happens to be an old friend of my editor, Steve Wilson. Besides, in America, we downtrodden newspaper folk have a habit of sticking together. And if you care to give us your present address, we'll be right over, period.
Stupid swine.
You know, your command of the English language seems to be as limited as your understanding of the American people, even those of your own nationality.
I am of no nationality. I am a citizen of the world.
Whose world? We'd all like to be part of one world. We want it to be everybody's world, not one run with clubs and an iron fist.
You will know more than the iron fist if you are not out of that newspaper office in 10 minutes.
10 minutes? What's going to happen here in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes, it will not matter to you.
You're talking as if you left something here.
Yes.
It wouldn't just happen to be a good old-fashioned time bomb, would it?
Yes. And it is hidden where you would not find it in time.
Aren't you getting soft-hearted by warning us and soft-headed risking our tracing this phone call?
No. I am telephoning from a public place. And the time is not yet when we are ready to kill off the stupid fools who oppose us.
Thanks. That's big of you. Jeff, start taking this place apart. There's a time bomb somewhere set to go off in about 10 minutes.
Now, look, and hang up on that woman and get out of here, Miss Gilbert.
Not on your life. Hello, are you still on the line waiting for the sound of the explosion, or have you run out of nickels?
You stupid little fool, get out. Go back to your Illustrated Press.
No thanks, but I hope you don't mind if I hang up now. I've got to help young Jeff Broder find your bomb before it goes boom.
Broder's place, as ordered, boy.
Thanks, Harry. Wait here. I want to see how Laurel and young Jeff Broder are making out of the paper.
Hey, boss. Look who's here. The blind gypsy.
Yes. I wonder what she's doing around here this late at night.
Not taking in any dough for her playing. That's a cinch. The block is deserted. But being blind, maybe she don't know that.
She knows, Harry. The gypsy may be blind, but there's very little goes on in this section of Big Town that she doesn't hear.
Maybe she's heard something about the knuckle goons, what must up Broder.
I'd rather think that's exactly why she's here, Harry. Wait a minute. Gypsy. Gypsy.
Me. The voice I seem to know. Who calls me?
Steve Wilson, Gypsy, a newspaper friend of Anton Broder.
Oh, yes. You helped the street players when the racketeers tried to shake us down for the sheriff. What little we get for bringing music in these streets.
Well, I was able to help you, Gypsy, because you and your friends, the street singers, weren't afraid of our homegrown racket rats. Now I'm trying to help Anton Broder and his son fight some imported rats.
Oh, yes, I know, Mr. Wilson. Oh, you have been asking many questions in the streets tonight.
Do you know anything, Gypsy? Have you heard anything?
I know that a strange man and woman came here to Anton Broder's office tonight.
A man and a woman?
Yes, the man is but a dumb animal, but... beware of the woman.
I'll be glad to be aware of her if I can find her, Gypsy.
Steve, come here quick.
Oh, just a minute, Gypsy. Yes, what is it, Laura?
We just had a phone call. A warning about a time bomb planted in the office.
Well, good grief, and get out of here. Where's Jeff Broder?
In the back room. He found it near the press.
Good heavens, he's liable to get himself blown up. Stay here.
Oh, now, wait, Steve. He's taken it out in the back alley. I phoned the bomb squad.
No, we're lucky. Won't do much damage if it explodes in the alley. Oh, hello, Mr. Wilson. You just missed some excitement.
Yes, so I hear. And you... just missed having your head blown off, Jeff.
Yeah, and how?
Steve, they're really beginning to play rough. Did you get a lead on them?
I think I have a lead, Lorelei Gypsy.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. The name of the woman you would like to know.
I'd appreciate it very much, Gypsy.
The woman I could not see, but the voice I shall never forget. Take me to a place called the Blue Samovar. I think I shall be able to point her out.
Good, Gypsy. Now let me help you into Harry's hack. Stay here, Lorna and I, Jeff. Tell the police what happened, then phone Callahan of Homicide. Have him meet me at the Blue Samovar.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Life Boy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Life Boy's milder, too. Safe, even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Life Boy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner, keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Life Boy Health Soap every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson as he watches the exit of a smoke-filled basement cabaret in the foreign section. Watches for a man and woman who have beaten Anton Broda, editor of a small foreign language newspaper.
Steve, what's happened? I phoned Inspector Callahan to come here and left Jeff Broda to report on that explosion to the bomb squad.
Good. I hope Callahan gets here before that woman and her imported bruiser come out.
How will you know them? What's Gypsy doing standing there playing?
Well, Gypsy went to the cabaret a few minutes ago, Laura. I wandered around from table to table, playing her violin. She heard them talking, recognized their voices.
Oh?
Now, if they come out before Callahan gets here, Lorelei, I want you to keep out of whatever happens.
Well, I won't promise. What are you going to do?
The gypsy's going to stop playing the moment she hears their voices.
Fine, but how are you going to keep them here until Callahan arrives? We have no proof they're responsible for the beating of Anton Broda and the planting of that time bomb.
No, but I think we'll have it before I get through the little act Gypsy and I have prepared for the occasion.
Come, Hammer. Enough of the laughter of these heedless donkeys who do not know their days are short.
There they are, Lorelei. Now, here's where Gypsy and I go into our act. Catch every word of it.
Oh, wait, friends. Cross my palm with silver, and I will give you music to gladden your heart.
Get away, you gypsy beggar, with no time for music.
Then give me but a stone, and I will tell thy foul future.
Get out of our way, you stupid gypsy fool!
Wait, you two, stop that.
Who are you?
It does not matter. You are stupid fools. You have been sent here to Big Town on important business. You have made mistake after mistake. Now you make a stupid scene in the streets. Do you not know we have local stooges for that?
Who are you to talk to us like
that? You will find out soon enough. Anton Broda's newspaper you have not silenced even for a day. You have failed in your mission. And as you well know, failure is the unforgivable sin.
We have not failed. We will silence Broda and his son if the young fool is still alive.
Why should he not be alive?
Because we have left the time bomb in his press room.
That by now has blown up his newspaper.
You're boasting, telling lies. So many lies you have been trained to tell you can no longer speak the truth.
It is the truth. The truth, you hear the truth.
Good, I believe you. And the gentleman getting out of the car will be glad to hear you've admitted it in front of witnesses. Hello, Callahan.
Hello, Steve. Are these two our out-of-town visitors?
Yes, did you bring the keys to the city?
The keys to a couple of pair of handcuffs. And I'll throw them away if you have enough to hold them for that beating and bombing.
Well, Gypsy, Lorna and I and myself as witnesses to their free confession, Inspector.
Inspector? The police?
Yes, and don't turn around and run. Our police officers don't enjoy having to shoot escaping prisoners in the back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tendency to say it can't happen here, but watch your daily newspapers. Listen to your radio news broadcasts. Ask some of the thousands of loyal, foreign-born American citizens if they do not know of such cases where cruel and terrible pressure has been applied to force them into a divided loyalty. Help them all you can. They need our support, sympathy, understanding. Our strength, for it is the hope of a free world. Thank you.
We all echo that, Steve. And I, for one, am going to buy all the bonds I can. How about you, Dwight?
And I'll echo those sentiments, Lorelei. Government bonds are the best possible way of saving for future security. Not only our country's security, but also the personal security and happiness that comes from having a safe nest egg ready for that vacation, or the many, many things that we want to buy. Say, Steve, there's Joe, your copy boy, with something on his mind.
Yes, what is on your mind, Joe?
Say, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Joe?
I've been practicing writing a news story, Mr. Wilson. Will you look at this?
Doctors prove amazing results. Life Boy Health Soap gets skin cleaner. Found a true fact. Don't say true fact, Joe. Say true or a fact. Not both. If it's true, it's a fact. And it is, Joe. A daily Life Boy bath does get skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you when other soaps fail. And here's another fact, Joe. Life Boy today is used in the homes of 40 million Americans.
That's right, folks. Get Life Boy health soap right away and ask for the big new bath size cake at your store. Next Tuesday, another newspaper story of a killer stalked by a tiger in the heart of Big Town, and headlined, The Hunter. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn. The special music of The Gypsy was played by Miss Edith Lorand, world-famous conductor and concert violinist who had just returned from a European tour. And tonight's story of the Iron Fist was written and produced by Jerry McGill.
Lever Brothers Company has amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with sodium is here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Weiss, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.